Movie awareness is at its annual peak this weekend, the climax of the 2 weeks a year most of us spend thinking about the movie business. Not so Terry Hunter, whose role as a television movie critic and as a lifelong movie lover keeps him thinking about movies all year long. He's with us to think about the things that Hollywood tells us about ourselves. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Chris.
Good to talk to you. And I deliberately refer to it as the movie business because to me the Oscars is kind of an industry award show, yeah?
That's absolutely correct.
It's more about, it's definitely art infused with commerce, if not the other way around, yeah?
Yes. I mean, the campaign to win nominations and then actual awards is a huge business,
yeah.
A huge PR business. And in the publicity for one film, the PR push could cost up to $15 million, according to the New York Times.
Which used to be enough to make, five movies, right? Not that long ago.
A few years ago.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's not, if you have some idea that somebody is making objective judgments about good, better, and best, the whole idea of PR campaigns and four-year consideration kind of throws that out the window a little bit, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I've always considered the Oscars as really nothing but a popularity contest fueled by a huge PR machine. But on the other hand, even though it is so flawed, that 2 weeks that you're talking about when people pay attention to good movies,
yeah,
is kind of worth it in my opinion. Because even though oftentimes the best picture never wins, and who can tell what's the best picture anyway?
Exactly.
At least the 9 nominees are all films worth seeing that maybe nobody would see or very few people would see if there weren't an Oscar ceremony.
No, I agree with you. And the funny thing, and it's always been the funny thing about Hollywood, is in the midst of all this shameless commerce, great art continually emerges.
It is kind of amazing that still happens.
there's no movie more Hollywood than Casablanca, and there's no movie better than Casablanca. It's kind of like you've sort of got to take one with the other in a way.
It's true. And this year, La La Land, I mean, there's no movie more commercial than that. And it's probably going to win Best Picture and many other awards, tied for Titanic and All About Eve for the most nominations of any film in history.
And it's so, in so many ways it reverts to that kind of glamour that Hollywood is trying desperately to hang on to. I thought about it when we heard that big band version of Hooray for Hollywood just before we started talking, the image of the beautiful gowns and the spotlights outside the Oscars ceremony, that Hollywood really needs that image, yeah?
Yes, it's true. It's true. And this year, the Oscars can be happy that it's not Oscars so white. I mean, in the acting categories, all 4 of them, there's at least one black actor.
Yeah.
And that's a nice change this year.
Well, it also, it's easier to succeed with a difficult movie, it seems to me, this year. Does that seem that way to you?
Well, I'm not sure. Well, say a movie like Moonlight,
yeah,
which I wouldn't think would be all that popular in the mainstream,
mm-hmm,
because it is a difficult movie. It got 8 nominations.
That's what I mean. It's maybe in an earlier Oscar season, it might not have gotten any. Yeah,
yeah, that's true. I have to agree with that. Yes.
So what this gets to, Terry, is kind of what it tells us about who we are as a movie audience.
Yes, that's true. It tells us many things, but it definitely is a reflection of who we are.
It's also, if you look at the movies that are out throughout the year, monster movies, comic book movies, they seem to vanish at Oscar time.
That's correct. And in fact, most films that are considered possible Oscar contenders don't even open in theaters until fall because they're afraid those movies will be forgotten if they open earlier,
yeah,
in the year.
Well, Terry, as time winds down, what was your favorite?
Well, to my great surprise, La La Land was my favorite movie. I've seen it twice now, and I could see it a third.
Uh-huh.
I thought it had very realistic emotions, and yet the fantasy part of it was just exhilarating. I thought it was a beautiful film, well done in every way. I would be shocked if it didn't win Best Picture.
It's the thing that everybody celebrates about it is that it takes you back to that kind of, you know, the rapture of movies when the lights go down and you're taken into a completely different and very happy world, yeah?
Yeah, it's true. And it's like, unless you really just don't like movie musicals, you're probably going to like it because it reimagines in a very creative 21st century way the Hollywood musical. I'm just amazed at how well they did it because, you know, in so many old musicals, when somebody breaks into song, it just seems so silly. But in this movie, it never does. It works perfectly. They really have done a masterful job.
You know, I have to say, Terry, I haven't seen it yet, so you make me want to see it. But it's always fun to think about this kind of thing at Oscar time, isn't it?
It's true. It's well worth seeing. I keep urging people to see it. I don't gush about movies very often, but I kind of gush about this one. But you know what my second favorite movie was Hell or High Water.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, I thought that was a great film.
It really was. Terry, thanks very much for talking with us, and we'll see you at the Oscars, right? Terry Hunter reviews movies for KGMB-TV and has been critiquing films for over 25 years.